Milwaukee Public Schools are leaving a huge resource untapped, their alumni. That's what a few told us. They say private high schools cultivate their graduates so they stay connected with the school and support it, while many MPS alumni associations simply announce class reunions. There are exceptions in Milwaukee, including Washington and Marshall. We visited alumni leaders at what is now Morris Marshall, 6th through 12th grade. They're preparing to award another round of scholarships at Sunday's graduation. George Gonis, class of 75, meets me at the door.
George.
So you have an alumni office?
We do. That it was so important to have the Alumni Association in the building that it could do better work.
In the office hang photographs of former principals. Then there are piles of retro gym shirts for sale in Marshall's traditional colors, Columbia blue and scarlet. A couple other alumni leaders are here reminiscing about the good old days of band. Amy Hoffnell graduated in 1978, Michael Ford in 75. Was there an association right after you graduated?
No.
Shaking your heads.
No, there was no association. And so we started this in 2000.
Gonis says reunions are just a slice of the operation.
We want to have an alumni association that is not really a memory lane. The main mission of the alumni association was to make sure that the great experiences that we had all had here continued.
It's really important to have an association that adds to what the students can accomplish.
In order to enrich today's Marshall experience, the Alumni Association raises money for programs and for scholarships, and it encourages grads to return. Gonis says they're everywhere. And they're successful.
There are people in just about every field you can think of: medicine, music, movies, authors, technicians, scientists, engineers, craftsmen, artisans. And to bring as many of those people back to visit classes, to mentor.
We head into the hallway to see the association's Wall of Fame and showcases.
Yeah, this is one of the teachers and coaches. I mean, 50% of my writing skills are traced to this man who passed away. Kids don't wear letter sweaters anymore. Michael and I both had one.
And then if you look in this one then goes into the Morris Marshall era, things that they've won through chess tournaments and technology.
An instructor invites us into a classroom where a student asks what an alumni association does.
That's an excellent question.
and we're already working with some alums from 2013.
We last are. And what we do is we...
Afterward, there's bantering about this year's track team, and Gonis creates a chuckle.
And I know it doesn't look like we're very fast now, but we were sprinters together in 1975.
The alums then tell the students to expect an association newsletter after they graduate, and an invitation to join for $25 a year. The three-say membership is growing.
We did have a 50th anniversary. We celebrated all 50 classes that graduated from here. And one of the popular things was we opened up the school so that people could actually come back and walk the halls and sit in the classes that they had really fond memories of.
It's an untapped resource. People feel really strongly about their high school. Now, not everyone feels wonderful about their high school past, but there are plenty of people who had a teacher who affected them, a coach who affected them, one classmate who spoke to their hearts, and therefore the school has some sentimental value and they do care about what happens here.
The Marshall grads say they don't know why MPS doesn't have more active high school alumni associations. Ford wonders if it has to do with taxes.
The taxes support the schools, and I already pay too much in taxes. That, you know, as a lot of people, that's the way they feel.
Gonis says indifference might exist.
You know, you get rid of the name of a school, you get rid of their colors and their mascot, and a lot of those things have been around for 50, 60, 70, 100 years. If we didn't maintain the Marshall traditions here, you could hear the sound of the checkbooks closing.
Yet Marshall is different today from when these alums attended in the 1970s. As they note, it's much smaller. No more graduating classes of nearly 1,000. Ford says smaller means fewer resources and opportunities for students.
That change is one of the main reasons that we exist. We recognize that while we were fortunate that there is really a need among those students here today.
At Sunday's graduation, in addition to awarding scholarship money, the Marshall Alumni Association will continue its tradition of honoring a former faculty member and the outstanding alum who delivers the keynote address. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.